Hey, come in. I'm happy to see you. Happy Valentine's Day. I know you hate it, just... What? I'm dressed up. Oh, no. No, not really. I mean, I love this dress, and it's red. I just... thought it would be fun to wear. No, really. Not dressed up at all, I promise you. My hair. I had it cut today. Yeah, just the length trimmed a bit. So they styled it for me. It'd been too long, and today was just the soonest they could get me in. I look beautiful. Well, thank you. So, you look comfortable. No, you look great. I don't mind you being in sweats. Don't worry about it. No, please don't feel underdressed. I'm just really glad you're here. I know you're anti-Valentine's, so I appreciate you breaking the tradition of hiding out in your house today and hanging out with me. Are you hungry? We can order in soon if you want. Okay. What am I in the mood for? You know, you pick the place. And I'll look at the menu once you're done. Yeah. My treat tonight. No, really, I invited you over. My treat. Happy to do it. But we can order a bit later if you want. It's kind of early. Okay, come in. Relax. Oh, stop. You're not underdressed. I just like this dress, and I wanted to look nice for you. Anyway, I have something for you. Kind of like a present, yeah. Here. It's your favorite candy. I know it's in a heart-shaped box, but it's what's inside that counts, right? I know you hate today, and it's part of why I wanted to have you over. I know you feel like it's this manufactured holiday and it puts ridiculous pressure on people. And I know the other part is because of your ex and the stress this holiday put on your relationship and the events that followed. And you were really hurt and you were really angry, and it's not fair that that happened to you. I know that you don't want to talk about it. I just need you to know that I would do anything to take away the pain. And
I'm just rambling.
No, really, I'm not trying to get you to talk about that day. I'm actually trying to, I invited you here to see if perhaps I could give you a new way to look at Valentine's.
How?
You know, we've been friends for quite a while now. Getting nervous? I'm not getting nervous. Just listen, okay? Please? Like I said, we've been friends for quite a while now, and I think you are really amazing and special and smart and sexy, and you're such a good friend to me. Yes, I said sexy.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, thank you again. I love that reference too. And wow, this just got a whole lot more challenging. What I'm trying to say is, I know you have been really hurt, and you have these walls that you have built really, really high. And sometimes, just sometimes, you let me in. And behind those walls, I've seen this incredible person with a beautiful heart and soul. And you're just hiding behind these barriers you've put up because you've been hurt. And you refer to yourself as broken. But I see someone who only deserves love. You deserve it today. You deserve it any day. To be celebrated and loved and appreciated. And that's why I asked you here. I want to be the person to do that for you. I want to make you see how amazing you are and show you how much I love you. If you can, put the past behind you and open your eyes to what's standing here in front of you, confessing her love for you. I know this is a lot. I definitely imagine this going differently, admittedly. If this is too much and you need to go, I get it, and you can run. But you should know if you do decide to stay, there's more. Go on? Okay. I hate the pain that you were put through 2 years ago and that you still feel now. Every day since then, I have put all my feelings aside to just be here for you, to be the friend that you needed me to be, because that's all I wanted to be for you, to just be that support. And lately, it's been getting harder to stay quiet or to hide my true feelings for you. I love you, all of you, the good and the bad, the perfect and the imperfect. I love you for you. And I am well aware that you have condemned love after that breakup and you've sworn off romance. But I also know that that's not living. That's hiding. And you have too beautiful of a heart to keep it all to yourself. Be with me or be with someone else. I just want you to start living again. Loving again. I want to see you open up and thrive again. Because you are too good to waste away hiding on your couch, not letting anyone in. I hate that you were ever made to feel less than, because you are so worthy of all the good in life, and there is so much good. So much good, and I think about you all the time. I find myself in the middle of work and I'll be smiling at the thought of you, at something you said or did the last time we hung out. And yes, I realize this is a confession and these are my feelings for you, but honestly, even more so, I'm realizing I just want you to be happy, even if I'm not the one you choose. I want you to be happy, no matter what. I never, ever want you to feel pain like that again, to feel that you are unworthy of love or living and that you're destined to be on your couch, hiding out for the rest of your life. You are too beautiful of a person for that. You deserve to be happy. So, I guess, after all that, it feels very easy to risk the cliche and ask, will you be my Valentine?